Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery, and today I'm excited to introduce you to Ann Ferris. Ann is a very successful Amazon seller who lives in Costa Rica. She's a single mom with two kids, and she built a seven-figure per year Amazon FBA business in the baby category. The reason why I wanted to bring Ann to my YouTube channel and podcast is to bring you guys other examples and role models and inspirations of regular people who've been able to build their own successful business by leveraging the power of Amazon. Anne actually started with the program that I started with, along with Tatiana, that teaches people how to build a business on Amazon, and it's called The Amazing Seller Machine, also known as ASM. And so throughout this interview, Anne's gonna share with you a little bit more about her experience with that. And if you do wanna learn more about that, I'll link below to some free trainings and some videos that I have that can really benefit you guys. Or if you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/FBA, that's how you guys can learn a lot more if you wanna get started on your Amazon FBA journey. So Anne, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I'm so excited to dive into your inspirational story. Do you mind sharing with people a little bit about how you got started selling on Amazon and what kind of results and what kind of success have you been able to create?
Sure. I started selling on Amazon in 2017. So I was ASM 7. Oh, and wow. I started because I was pregnant with my second baby. So we were going in a very short time. My kids are really close in age. In a very short time, we went from being just me to me and my partner and then two kids. And I really needed, we were struggling financially, and I had some friends who had moved to Costa Rica a few years earlier, and I saw them kind of like just living a more and more abundant life, like every month. And I had been thinking for a while, gosh, I wonder where their money's coming from. I don't really know what they do, you know? And then I saw he posted something on Facebook about selling on Amazon and doing the course and to message if anybody wanted to talk about it. And I was like, Rome, let's hang out. I want to know exactly what you're doing. And he told me what he was doing, told me that he took the Amazing Selling Machine course. And it was just one of those moments. I have no retail experience before. So I live in Costa Rica. And before I moved here, I was a corporate lawyer. And then I did a complete 180 and moved here and ran a little surf hustle on the beach. And so I have no technology experience, no marketing experience, no retail experience. But for some reason, watching those, the videos from ASM, the intro videos, I just was like, I know this is the right thing. Something clicked. I didn't even have the money for the course. So I had to ask my mom for some help, which was, and that, you know, that really put the hunger in me, because having, I was in my, you know, I was like 34, pregnant with my second baby, and was having to ask my mom for help financially. That really did not feel good in my soul, that's the place that I was at. And that wasn't what I wanted to show my kids either. So that really created the hunger in me to just absolutely go for it, to really dive into the course. And that is really what I love about the Amazing Selling Machine. For someone like me, I mean, if you show me a spreadsheet, if using anything aside from Word on a computer, I really struggle. So for me, I love how the course was like one step, like they teach you one thing and then you do one thing and then you move on. So it was broken into such baby bits that it was, you know, I found it really easy to go through. And before I started the course, I read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, you know,
yeah,
the entrepreneur's Bible, right? And he has you write down, you know, what is your financial goals and actually go through the numbers. And I was thinking, you know, if I was taking home after tax, after everything else, like $10,000 a month, that would be so amazing. And I would be so happy. And so I kind of calculated that I'd need to be selling $50,000 a month on Amazon. And my goal was to be doing that in 2 years. And I think I ended up doing it. I think it took me like 7 months. Within 18 months, I hit seven figures in sales, which was like totally blew my mind. It wasn't the thing that I was really shooting for. I think it just kind of happened organically, but yeah, so it has been a really amazing journey.
That's amazing. What would you say have been the biggest things that have contributed to your success? Would you say, like, obviously kind of that mindset of you just having to go all in and failure is not an option. You have to figure this out. But were there some other things that you'd say, like in terms of maybe just choosing the right product or things that you did to market, or, you know, it's really following what you learn inside Amazing Sell Machine. What would you say are the biggest things that contributed to that?
Well, I followed Amazing Selling Machine step by step. And I think my lack of experience in that sense ended up being a plus, because I wasn't like, oh no, I'm going to do it my way. Cause I didn't have a way. I just did what they told me to do. But the thing I think that really, a few things that really contributed to my success. So I sell in the baby niche. So it was, and my customers that I'm selling to are very similar to me, into kind of attachment parenting and natural products, natural motherhood, you know, using natural stuff around the house and on their babies. So for me, it's something that I'm super, super, super passionate about. So I know how to communicate to my customers. We call those our customer avatar, like the main cutout of what your customer looks like. And that person, I know how to talk to her because she's me and I want to talk to her. So I think that really helped me in doing the listings and the customer service. And the other thing that I did was I really tried to focus a lot on branding. And over the last few years, I've started giving masterclasses and talks on branding and marketing and how to really tell the story of your brand. Because I think these days on Amazon, that's a lot more important. Amazon gives you so many more opportunities to tell your brand story through your enhanced brand content, through videos, through video ads. And what I did for that was really lifestyle photos and thinking about, you know, showing the ideal lifestyle, showing my customers who I knew they like wanted to be, you know, on their, on their best days. And for that, I kind of followed what brands were doing on Instagram and Pinterest. I think people do a really good job of visually branding on those websites.
That's awesome. Well, I think it's just key that you really understand your niche and your customers and can really speak to them. I think that's so important because I think some people, they sometimes get into a niche, maybe they don't have an interest or passion for, and there's a bit of a disconnect in being able to really relate to their customers. So I think that's really key. Yeah.
I think it's so important. I have had people message me. I had one time, it was like a 19-year-old boy messaged me, a guy messaged me on Instagram and was asking me questions. He was going through the course and he said he wanted to do something in baby. And I was like, my advice, please do not. Right. Because as a woman myself, I don't want to be sold baby products by a 19-year-old guy. Now, not to say he should, like, I think it's amazing that at his age, he has the like get up and go to start an e-commerce business. I think that's great. But I think it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, your number one passion, but I do think you have to understand how to speak to your customers. And that's not just in customer service. How we speak to our customers is also in our listing and in our photos. You know, if you're doing kitchen products, but you hate cooking, you know, it's harder when people ask you questions, or, you know, if you could be posting YouTube videos of recipes or something like that. So yeah, I think it's really important that you at least have a really good understanding. I mean, it's like, I don't think, Stefan, you're into fitness and stuff, right? Like, I don't think you'd want to be sold fitness equipment by a 70-year-old grandma, right? You'd be like, what?
Exactly. Yeah. You want to be able to connect with the brand and even share your story, you know, and share your story as the owner of the company, you know, how you got into this and the problem that you're trying to solve, because other people that see that are going to connect with that. And if you're just very different than what the demographic is, they're not going to connect with that story. And are you just selling on Amazon, or are you also selling on your own website? And how many products are you selling, and kind of what was that journey like for you?
So I have, of one product, I have 22 variations. So it's the same product, but I have different color variations, which is a bit of a nightmare. For my struggle right now is inventory management, because I don't like spreadsheets and numbers. And then I have another line of products that's made in the US, and I have 6 of those. And that's kind of what I'm working on launching more of now. And my primary sales vehicle right now is Amazon. I also sell on Etsy, and I sell on my own website. And my focus for this year, I have a really amazing person helping me that I've hired, who is really great with email marketing and Facebook ads, because that's kind of a difficult thing to do yourself. So I think the move going from Amazon to Shopify is pretty easy, but what you want to take the time to clarify and develop if you start on Amazon, is your brand and your brand story, because to sell on your website, you have to really have a lot more of those kind of brand assets, and the ads that you're going to run have to really be able to grab people's attention and tell a story.
For sure. So you're selling. And so how do you drive sales right now? Is it through Amazon and Amazon ranking your product and organically getting sales, or you mentioned you're running some ads on Facebook. So what kind of things are you doing right now for marketing?
So for Amazon, it's like mostly I do it through Amazon pay-per-click, PPC, their ad platform, which luckily is pretty easy to use. That's what I love about Amazon PPC, that it doesn't take a lot to set it up. And I think the training available in ASM is really good on that. And there's several companies and people that are really good at helping with PPC. But on Amazon, that's really the main thing. And off Amazon, well, something that kind of really helps drive my sales, I have a YouTube channel. And I know Tatiana does the same thing with her brand. So it's like showing And it's nothing that exciting. It's not really dramatic content. It's showing moms how to use my products and why I think they're great. And when you start to rank for those keywords and get views, then if somebody's searching, you know, like natural home products for kids or natural baby, whatever, they're gonna find you, and then you can either send them to Amazon or your website. On my website, most of my traffic comes from Facebook and Instagram ads. And my main social channel that I spend the most time on is Instagram, because my product is very Instagrammable, and it's really about the lifestyle and what it looks like when you're using it. So I think people can tend to get really overwhelmed by social media, because, you know, you've got TikTok and Twitter and Pinterest and all this stuff. I have a great and beautiful Pinterest page. I don't spend as much time on it because I think you kind of have to choose where you're going to focus until you're big enough to have enough staff that they can do it for you. Right. Goal.
Yeah.
But I had the guy helping me on Shopify said, "Are you on TikTok?" And I was like, "Oh, hell no, I'm not on TikTok." Like, I think it would be, we could do funny videos and there's not as many users, and I'm sure that we could get a following pretty quickly, but that TikTok takes time. Like,
it does, yeah.
You know, and now Instagram, we have to make reels and we have to do lives. Like, all of these social media platforms are, what they're doing is adapting themselves to try and get us to spend more time on them. So they want us to make longer content for the people who are content creators. And, you know, if you try to do everything all at once, you're just going to be really overwhelmed. So if you pick the social media outlet that works best for you and your product, and just focus on one or two, I think.
And that's so important, because a lot of people are overwhelmed because they think they have to do it all, and you don't. You know, you can actually build a really great, successful business just by leveraging maybe one or two channels. And, you know, even just leveraging YouTube and leveraging Amazon, that can be a great six-figure business. Or, you know, Amazon with Instagram or Amazon with Facebook. So you really just need to, I think, focus in on one or two things. And once you get that working, then you can continue to ramp that up, or you can use some of that money to invest in other people that can help you with those other platforms. But yeah, there's no way you're going to be able to do it all. And it just kind of dilutes your focus and lowers the quality of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I think that's key. And are you primarily just selling in the US? Is that where your market is?
My main market is the US, actually Canada. Yay, Canada. my products are doing really well there. I have a six-figure business in Canada, seven figures in the US. I also sell in Japan and the UK. Those markets are a lot smaller, and also really tough on reviews. Like, in Canada, the reviews are great. Canadian people are so nice. They just love to say nice things. And so you just get tons of five-star reviews. I think culturally in Japan, it's, people wouldn't, if they love the product, they won't leave a five-star review. But if there's something wrong, they want to communicate that to other people. And the UK is kind of the same. So those markets I found a little bit more difficult, but I think for me, it's also just part of getting my brand name out there and my products in the hands of more people. But yeah, my main market's definitely the US, and Canada is growing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And often people ask me, you know, I live in this country, can I sell on Amazon or can I sell in the US? And you're someone that's living in Costa Rica, and yet you're selling in the US, Canada, Japan. So just kind of proof that you could be anywhere. You could be a digital nomad or travel around, and you can still do this business.
And yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm from the US, but I live in Costa Rica full time, and I've been here for 8 years. And so when I started, I was living here, and I don't have a physical address in the US. I did have a bank account, so that actually was helpful for me starting out. But you can definitely sell in any market from anywhere. I think, you know, if you live somewhere like in one of the bigger markets like Germany or the United Kingdom, then maybe you want to start in that market. But if you live anywhere else, I think you should definitely be starting on Amazon.com, because there's, you know, 300 million people in the US, and, and everybody shops online as well. Although, I mean, Amazon now is just growing everywhere, because it used to be really the US, you know, was one of the main countries where people were shopping online, and it wasn't so common in Europe or Australia, or, you know, where people still really like to go shopping, like on the high street, you know, on Main Street or whatever. But that has all changed thanks to Mr. COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask just how your business has done since the pandemic. Cause I know, you know, during that time, a lot of more people buying on Amazon, and Amazon's benefited a lot from it. So what was your experience like when all of that was happening last year, and how has your business kind of held up during that time?
Well, you know, when things really, you know, when the full lockdown happened, Amazon kind of, their head exploded, and everything, they shut down, shipping for, this has been a difficult year to sell on Amazon in terms of logistics, because they have, you know, that was only right in the beginning of the lockdown where they weren't allowing us to ship products in. But then since then they've put inventory storage units, which storage limits, which has made things harder. However, after the first few months, we all kind of figured out ways to do it. Using a warehouse is another, like a third party warehouse. So you send your products to the warehouse. The warehouse then will send them to Amazon, is a good solution for that. And I think, but then once we kind of worked around those initial difficulties, then definitely sales went up. And for me, it lit a fire under my belly really to start the new line of products, because I kind of realized, wow, like we just have no idea what's going to happen in the world ever. I mean, COVID came so out of the blue, right? And the whole world shut down. And as a mom, I was just like, I need to do as well and as much as I can right now when I'm able to, so that if things like this do happen, that I know, you know, that I've got something taken care of. And so, yeah, I just bought this house in January. And so we've always been living in an apartment, and now we have a house with a 6,000 square meter yard and like a really big yard and space for my kids to run around. And I'm so, so grateful for that, because when schools close, or my ex, the father of my kids, actually got COVID and he was with my kids. And I said, and he lives in an apartment. So I just said, you know what, I'm just going to be really healthy. And if I get it, I get it. And I picked them up and I brought them to my house, and we played in the dirt and out in the sun and got our good vitamin D, and nobody was sick. So it was like, it taught me a lesson of, you know, wow, we really got to kind of plan in a different way. But having an online business is amazing right now, because if their school is canceled in person, I can work around their schedule. And, you know, we can travel, and it just like the level of freedom and adaptability is really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, great time to have an online business. And, you know, we definitely, Tatiana and I were in Panama last year when the lockdowns occurred, and nobody was allowed outside, only to go to get groceries or go to the pharmacy were the only things open. And so many locals there were suffering. But yeah, for us, you know, we were just so grateful for the fact that we could work from home at least. And our businesses, you know, there were some logistical challenges and even some uncertainty with it, but you know, it actually was just an opportunity for us just to be more productive, because there wasn't much else to do by getting out.
You can't do anything else but work.
So, Oh, yeah, you can really take advantage. I think in any challenging time, there's challenges, but there's also opportunity. And if you focus on the opportunity, then you can take advantage of it in some great ways. And sounds like you did that with some new products.
And I think that is a really, really important quality to develop in yourself and to hang on to if you are, going to start. Well, really, I think it's any new business, but I tell people who are starting, my friends and family who have also, done ASM and started an Amazon business, like this is a real business. So there are going to be challenges. There are going to be things to overcome, but if you change your mindset into looking at it like figuring out pieces of the puzzle and like, I'm going to win in this situation, and how can I outsmart Amazon or figure my way around, this thing, then you're going to be successful. Because just like in any business, if you're starting a restaurant or a brick and mortar, business, there's huge investments. You have problems with the plumbing. I ran a hostel with like 36 space for 36 people, and that made 1/10 of what I make on Amazon and was so much more difficult and so much more of a headache. And there's little things that come up, but there's always a way to work around it. There's always a way around it. And just like you were saying, if you see problems and get stuck in like, oh, I hate this, I hate Amazon, I don't know, if you can change that and say, how am I, and be solution-minded and resilient, and how can I work around this? There's nothing you can't overcome. And one thing that I've definitely really found is that e-commerce entrepreneurs and Amazon sellers are really, really friendly people. So inside of ASM or any of the other kind of groups and networks around, people will help. If you ask a question, people are always willing to answer it. I love that about this business. When I was a lawyer, everybody was so miserable and they were not so helpful. And like now, my friends have given me huge advantages in this business just with little small tips.
No, I agree. I think that's one of the most valuable parts of something like Amazing Selling Machine, because otherwise, for most people, you're going about it alone. You don't know anyone that's doing this. Even it doesn't even feel real. I remember when I first started learning about internet marketing, I was like, I didn't know anyone that was making money online. And so it's easy just to kind of think like, is this going to work? Have that uncertainty and that doubt. But with ASM, and especially if you go to their events like SellerCon and there's so many other groups and masterminds that have kind of been, kind of come from ASM. But yeah, it's so great to have that support, and everyone's in their own little different niches and they have different products than you, but they're all willing to help and share what's working for them, or you can find the solutions quite easy. So it is like it is a community, I find, the people that are doing this, because we can all relate to one another versus often your friends and family don't understand what you're doing as much. So it's so important to have that.
And I think in e-commerce too, really, that a lot of sellers really do have an abundance mindset. There's not this like, well, I don't want to help you because you might take a piece of my pie. We know like people are buying things and shopping, and we're able to serve them in so many different ways. It's just, I think when you're happy, I'm sure, you and Tatiana have felt this, when you're happy and financially successful and you're doing something that you really enjoy for work or that you're really passionate about, you just want everybody else to be at the same level as you. I want all my friends and everyone I know to be doing as well or as better as I am, because I want to go on fabulous vacations with them, and have good times. And just, I think it's such a switch to when you're really in charge of your own life. I was a corporate lawyer. I worked for the largest law firm in the world, and I was, putting on a suit and going to the office every day and grinding over documents with my two computer screens, and everyone was overworked and overstressed and pretty miserable. And it kind of seemed like that was the status quo, right? That you're just, this is what life is. And I think especially in the States, we have a lot of that, you know, this is what life is and nobody's that happy. And that other stuff you see on TV or whatever doesn't really exist. And I was so surprised. I mean, ASM and that community and the, you know, financial freedom and life freedom that I have for my business. I never, when I was in my 20s, I had no idea that any of this was possible.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so excited that I get to show these lessons to my children. You know, there is another way.
And the people that are watching and listening as well. And I think that's why I wanted to interview you and others, because I think we need role models and people that are doing things like this. And, you know, I want to bring real people to my audience to show them, you know, the Anne from Costa Rica, your story, people can connect with that and relate to that. And it just kind of creates that possibility for them and for others that, you know, if you want it bad enough, you're willing to commit yourself, then you can also create that lifestyle as well. So that's kind of part of my mission. I don't want to just keep all of this whole world to ourselves. We want to share it with other people. And we're not threatened by other people getting into building a business on Amazon. We want to encourage it because the opportunity is so great and we don't have any scarcity around it. I think it's such an important thing. And what do you see as the opportunity on Amazon currently, and just kind of where you kind of see not just Amazon, but e-commerce going in the next few years?
I mean, Amazon e-commerce in general is just going to absolutely skyrocket because, you know, everybody is, even as things are opening up again, people are always going to be a little bit more cautious. And the truth is a lot of stores and even big chains have closed their brick and mortar stores due to the pandemic. But because it has lasted for such a long time, everyone has gotten into the habit of buying online everything, you know, not just certain types of kitchen essentials, but I think, you know, our shopping habits across the world have changed and we're just, you know, getting really comfortable buying online. So I think it is an amazing time to start. My advice would definitely be, to consider your branding as well as your products as you're starting, because I do think Amazon in the last few years, all the changes, all the big changes that they've made to the platform has really been in order to allow brands to showcase like their brand story and tell a little bit more of that through, you know, the images and the videos and all of that. So I think that that's kind of, in my opinion, brands are going to have a much stronger position. And I do think that it's really great to have the goal that after you start having success on Amazon to also start pushing from your own website, because Amazon is great, but you have a lot more control on your own website. And it's great to have both because, you know, there might be a point where you don't have so much money for ads on social media, which is how you drive traffic to your website, that can be very expensive. So you might be in a situation where, you know, you're not financially in a great place to do that at the moment, but your Amazon sales are great. Amazon might require some compliance documentation for you and they suspend your listing for 2 weeks or whatever while you get that documentation. If you have your website, you can have those web sales. And that was great. I had built my website, I think like 4 months before, like my e-commerce website. I had a website, but I didn't have one that you could shop on. And right when the pandemic hit and Amazon was suspending anyone who wasn't selling essential items, couldn't send into Amazon. And I ended up making up a decent amount of that money on my website. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So true. Yeah. You want to diversify, not have all your eggs in one basket. That was a really big breakthrough for Tatiana as well, because especially with her product, and I'm not sure if yours too, but because she, you know, for her product, it was like a wearable product, you know, even just kind of refunds and things like that were a little bit more difficult with Amazon, but on her website, she could educate people a bit more and kind of reduce the refund rate and provide a better experience. So it's great to have more of that control, and you can really scale, I think, a lot more by that. But it's still great leveraging Amazon because there's a lot of customers you wouldn't get if you don't use Amazon.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree.
Having and when you're, when you're new to the marketplace, you know, when you're new to e-commerce as well, Amazon is so much easier to get started. You know, an Amazon listing is much easier to make than a full website and all of the creative content that you need for your ads. And the Amazon ads platform is really easy. And I think especially ASM, you know, since Dan Ashburn joined teaching on ASM, you know, he's got really, really innovative strategies for launching and for PPC. And the new content coming out of ASM is amazing. And because if you don't know, if you do the course, like I joined seven, this is going to be, is it 13, 14?
13, yeah.
13. So when you join, you don't have to pay any extra. You will always get access to the new course materials.
Right.
So I watch it when I was going, because I hadn't launched a new product in a few years when I launched a skincare line. And so I went back and I watched, and it was completely different because the Amazon landscape changes. So that's like such an invaluable resource to be able to go back and watch the new versions of the course, because you get new training on Amazon updates, you know, changes to what they're allowing. For example, when Amazon started allowing video ads in ASM, they came on, they said, hey, Amazon's allowing video ads. Here's what you do. So that is really, really invaluable, because Amazon does add new features, changes the rules all the time. Same as Facebook, same as Instagram. I hate that Facebook updates all the time. I am change resistant. I like open my phone and I'm like, no.
I know. I mean, that's the thing with the internet. That's what makes it such a great opportunity, is that things are growing so fast, which give you a great opportunity, but you also have to adapt with some of those changes as they occur. but you know, that's, you know, I, you know, both you and I, we've started our journey with Amazing Selling Machine along with Tatiana. And I think personally, I can say for myself, I wouldn't have been able to navigate this whole landscape without a great course like that, that could guide me, because otherwise, and I'm a content creator and create a lot of content on Amazon, but there's just so many more that people they're not aware of all the logistics and some of those steps that can be a bit overwhelming. And when you have a course that could just guide you from A to Z, and that when you need help, you can get that help, and even just learn from all the other members' experiences they're willing to share with you, you can just get so many things from that you're just not really going to get anywhere else. So yeah. I find that is such a valuable resource to have. And by the way, for those that are watching and don't know that much about ASM, I will link below in the description for you guys if you guys want to learn more about it. my last question for you, Anne, is what advice would you give to someone that's watching or listening to this that's just brand new to this journey, that maybe they are where you were when, you know, you first kind of didn't even know this existed and you're considering selling on Amazon and looking at a course like ASM? You know, there's a lot of people watching or listening that they have their job or their circumstance that they want to change. They want to have more freedom. They want to have more abundance in their life. What advice would you give to someone that might be watching or listening that might be in that position?
Well, I think the most important thing is how you feel inside of yourself and the decisions that you make about what you want and what you will accept in your life. And so what I really hope that anyone watching this can see and understand, and I'm sure you've gotten this from watching Stefan's channel, because he shares so much of his amazing life and journey, but there is a better life out there if you fight for it. You don't have to go to a job that you hate every day. You don't have to worry about paying the bills, whether it is selling on Amazon or your own website, or teaching or coaching. There is another way if you really work for it. And if this is something that sounds interesting for you, I love selling online. I love the peace that it gives me, because it's not face-to-face too, which can be exhausting sometimes, you know? So for me, I absolutely love it. I love the freedom of this. And if you're interested, I think learn about it. And then you really have to make the commitment to say, I am going to do this no matter what. And I know that I can do it. And it's not, do you have the technical skills? Because you can learn the technical skills. It's, do you have the drive to keep going? And do you have the resilience to keep working through the problems that, you know, and the little things that will come up as they do in any job, in any business? I think it all really kind of starts from the inside. And if you decide that you can do it and you know you can do it and you're going to be successful, that's literally what will happen.
I agree.
I hope you do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's the mindset, I think, is what it comes down to, and just being committed enough, because, you know, you might go through your journey and pick the wrong product or make a mistake, which we all do at different times. But if you have that mindset that you're not going to give up and you're going to learn from every experience, then you will, and you will have a product that will take off and do well. And all it takes is that one product, and you got to look at everything else as learning and as growth. So yeah, yeah, I love that you said that. Even if you don't have technical skills or whatever limitations that we often tell ourselves, you can always overcome those limitations if you really want it bad enough.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite things that Tony Robbins teaches, is he talks about like the tyranny of how, and even in his business courses, where there are people taking these seminars that are selling, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And he says business is 80% psychology, 20% mechanics. And if you get the psychology first, the how is easy to figure out. If you start on the how am I going to do this? How am I going to afford it? How am I going to find the right product? And you haven't already made the decision in your head, you get stuck in that. It feels like too much. But if you have made the decision, this is what I'm doing, I know I can do it, it's going to be awesome, you know, I will find a way no matter what, then as you start to tackle the how, it's easy and you just figure it out. And the great thing, I mean, what I really, really love about ASM is you're not just watching 15 hours of course content. They tell you how to do something and then you go and do it. So it's really start to finish. So by module 6 of the course, you have your product up. So you don't get overwhelmed. You learn one small thing and then you do that. And, you know, I was 6 months pregnant and my son was a year old when I started ASM.
Oh, wow.
So I was busy and hormonal and tired. And I remember one of the things that Mike McCleary said, who teaches on the course, was just move forward every day. It doesn't matter how much, do something. So sometimes the course is broken up and there's like 8 modules, but in each module is like 15 lessons. And a lot of them are only 5 minutes. It's teaching you a small thing and then you do it. And I kept that in my mind, like no matter what, I had to do one thing. And maybe it only took me half an hour, and maybe half an hour was all I had to give that day.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
And over 6 months, those half an hours led to me launching a product that within 18 months had $1 million in sales. So
amazing. Amazing.
It was worth it.
It is. Yeah. I love that.
You know?
Well, thank you so much, Anne, for your time sharing your story. I know it's going to inspire a lot of people to get started in their own Amazon business. For those of you that are watching that want to take that step to start selling on Amazon and you don't know how, but you want some guidance, some training that can help you go from A to Z, then go to www.projectlifemastery.com/FBA. This is a free 4-part video training series that I put together that will show you how to get started selling on Amazon, including help you to find your own product that you can start selling on Amazon and make money with. It also goes more into the Amazing Seller Machine if you want to learn more about that training, and even some bonuses that I put together that include some coaching from me personally so that I can be one of your mentors and coaches along the way. And so if you want to learn more about that, again, I'll link below in the description here on YouTube. But otherwise, thank you so much for your time. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up here on YouTube. Subscribe for more videos here on Project Life Mastery on selling on Amazon and e-commerce, business success, marketing, personal development, and so much more. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value,
Make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.